If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. Obviously, again, a very interesting day with just the great gift of first Martin Luther King, his mission in our country, the fact that he was assassinated. And then we have Roe versus Wade after 45 years. I'd say both is really, the gospel today, when you're talking about division and Satan and things that you cannot be forgiven for, kind of important day with the gospel. Now, Jesus was being told from the scribes that he was a possessed person. That's what the Pharisees and the scribes thought. They think this is just a madman kind of thing where he has a demon in him. Well, and he was clearly and really obviously showing, I'm not a guy with the demon. It's actually, it could be you. And he's talking about first the division that comes with humanity through evilness. I mean, think about Martin Luther King and racism, and how, have we really gone forward the last 60, 70 years? Or abortion? Have we grown with life in our area, our state, our country? For us, as Catholics, as Christians, the place where we need to have unity and harmony is through, obviously, Jesus Christ. That is the place where we can be together. If you take Jesus Christ out, if you take God out, there's division. That's really what Jesus is talking about. That's what Jesus Christ always taught us and still does today in the scriptures. We take out God, our culture, and the media, whatever. You take Jesus out, you take out our belief, that crumbles. That's why we as Catholics, as Christians, we need to be together. We need to point to Him because He is the boss. He is the Savior. He's our friend and our shepherd. And if we're not looking at Him, if we're looking into politician systems, if we're talking into money, if we're talking about morality outside of God, we know what's going on. Just read the papers. So let's today continue to pray for harmony. We walk with each other because Jesus Christ is the Savior again. We need to follow Him. So let's follow Him today again.